Before Mass, Deacon Jack told me there are three deacons in church today. There's also Deacon Vincent over there, Deacon Fred, Deacon Jack. So he got me nervous, but I think he got more nervous. The opening prayer today, the prayer collect, read like this. Lord, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Sincerity. Well, there's a folk etymology of the word sincerity. It's not a scientific study, but it says that in ancient times, sculptors tried to fix any flaws in their artwork by covering it with wax. So if they hit the marble too hard and made an indent that was not supposed to be there, they would cover it with wax. So the authentic good artwork would be without wax. Sine cera in Latin. Sine, without, cera, wax. And from there would come the word sincere. Something that is authentic, not camouflaged, so to speak. Well, sincerity is not certainly one of the virtues of the Pharisees. It is so sad to see people who were supposed to be the best indeed be the worst. The Latins had a saying, corruptio optimi pessima. The corruption of the best is the worst of all. When those we expect to be the best are corrupted, that's a great tragedy. And the Pharisees were corrupted. They were the religious men, the religious establishment of the times, and yet we see them filled with malice. They had this war going on with Jesus. Jesus was not mincing words for them. Remember, in the last few Sundays, we read parables that Jesus addressed to them. The parable, for example, of the son who answered his father, "Yes, I will go to work in the vineyard," but did not go. Or the parable of the tenants who beat and killed the servants sent by the owner of the vineyard. And the parable last week of the invited guests to the wedding banquet who refused to go. Jesus was addressing these parables to the Pharisees. And now it's time for their counterattack. They form an unholy alliance with the Herodians, their enemies. The Herodians were the party of Herod, the client king of the Romans, hated by everyone. And yet, the Pharisees ally with them. You know, there's no better way to get closer to someone than having a common enemy. And the common enemy is Jesus. And they go to him to trap him with a question that is both politically and religiously charged. Should we pay taxes to Caesar, to the Roman emperor? Why is it a political trap? Well, obviously, if Jesus says yes, he would be considered a traitor by his own people. If he says no, the Romans will arrest him. But also religiously, this question is a trap. Why? Well, let's take a look at the coin that Jesus demands they show. This is the denarius at the time of Tiberius Caesar. If you see, on one face, there's the head of the emperor, Tiberius Caesar, and the inscription, I'll translate it for you, it's actually quite encrypted. It says, Tiberius Caesar, son of the divine Augustus, and himself Augustus. So, Tiberius Caesar, son of the divine Augustus. This is an image. You know that the Old Testament forbade making any image. And even worse, It declares a man, an emperor, divine, son of God, so to speak. This is idolatry. The mere use of this coin would be considered a sin of idolatry. And yet Jesus traps them, fools the Pharisees. He asks them, show me the money, show me the coin. They do, and by doing so, they betray the fact that they themselves are being idolatrous. So Jesus escapes the horns of the dilemma. But his answer goes much deeper. He says, give to Caesar what is Caesar. Give to Caesar this coin that belongs to him. And in a way, he's telling us, be good citizens. Pay taxes. Respect the laws. But remember whose image you are. Because if this is the image of the Tiberius Caesar, where do we find the image of God? But in the human being. We were made in the image and likeness of God. So if this coin bears the image of Tiberius and belongs to him, you, all of us, we belong to God. Therefore, give to God what belongs to God. We're invited today to meditate and reflect upon our allegiance, not just to our country, but allegiance to God. Invited to invest our energy, our time, our life for the kingdom of God, of which we are already citizens. When we give to God, we give ourselves to each other. We give ourselves to a life of goodness. And one of the ways we do that is by being compassionate to those less fortunate. And that's why I would like to invite now Deacon Fred to continue this meditation about talking about the Catholic Charities campaign and how that helps us give to God what is God's.
Morning, everyone. Catholic Charities of Central Florida is a social service agency serving all the counties of Central Florida, offering four core areas of service: preventing homelessness, alleviating hunger, providing access to health care, and caring for immigrants and refugees. They were here helping out this year with victims of Hurricane Irma. They set up distribution sites all over Central Florida to gather food and supplies to help the victims. I don't know how many of you remember last year when they had Hurricane Matthew, when it hit Florida in October 2016, and it impacted Brevard County and Volusia County. They're still helping victims from last year's hurricane. They're not like FEMA that comes in and stays for a month or two and then they have to go away because they have a time limit as long as they can stay. They stay there, Catholic Charity stays as long as they're needed, as long as they're able to help. This is why it's important for us to help support them. Catholic Charity is also assisted in assessing and serving homeless families and individual shelters, ensuring that they received tents and supplies to support them as they left the shelter. Talking about Hurricane Irma. Those interested in long-term housing planning received that specific support. Immediate assistance was provided to individuals who had to evacuate from the South Florida and found themselves stranded in Central Florida when they couldn't immediately return home because, you know, many of them had their homes flooded or destroyed or whatever. My daughter lives in Fort Myers, and I had her come and stay with me. Nothing happened to her house, but the thing was, like her, many came up north to get away from the hurricane. Catholic Charity of Florida continues to grow this emergency response ministry that is supported in part to the annual collection, which is today. The second collection is for Catholic Charities. There are many ways you can help us in this work. First and foremost, by praying. Praying for the people, for the victims, and those who need help. In addition, I ask for your support today through Catholic Charities' annual collection. The money received through Catholic Charity is different from other financial support that Catholic Charity receives. In many instances, the annual collection provides critical, unrestricted funds to Catholic Charities that allows us to assist individuals and families who may not qualify for others' assistance. So other financial support the Catholic Charity receives, they have guidelines that they could only use that money for this and for that. But with the collection they receive today, it's unrestricted. They can go out and help everybody. They prevent families from being evicted and allow them to remain in their homes, pay for medical care, food, and other emergency expenses, provide case management support to families who need and help managing their money to avoid ongoing financial problems. They, in general, diocese-wise, prevent homelessness, alleviate hunger, provide access to health care for immigrants and refugees. Also, they promote life and dignity, coordinate disaster relief, and help out in adoptions also. A lot of people are not aware of that they help out in adoption. So through your support, you help Catholic Charities help others. And by helping others, you're following what Father just finished talking about. When you give to God, when you give to others, you're giving to God. When you're helping others, God rewards you and looks into what you're doing. God is here to help us, but he depends on us also to help him help others. So through your generous support, please give generously at this collection, and may God bless you all.